as we come to you today, we're just so grateful, so moved by your Spirit. Father, I just pray that today will be a great day in Jesus Christ, that we will look to you and learn from you and receive from you what you have for us today. Father, it's important that we have an open mind and open heart to receive what it is you have for us today. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
So, you know about the songs for next week? Or
yes, she's given me 2 new ones.
We may have to rethink this song thing. Yeah. We'll make it a work in progress. Our scripture verse for today is found in Matthew, the 11th chapter. I'm going to start reading from the 25th verse. Well, listen and read along with me as I read from God's Word. At that time, Jesus declared, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son comes, chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." You know, we had such a great time this last week.
Amen.
When my family, we got to just get away and relax a little bit. You know, we all need a break every once in a while.
Amen.
It's important for us. You know, it was so nice to being able to take a nap in the afternoon and people wait on you hand and foot. All those things are special things that you don't get every day. And it was a nice break. When I was on this ship, there was a comedian on the ship, and one of the jokes he told on this is the little boy that ran up to his grandfather and said, "Hey, Grandpa, make a noise like a frog." And the grandfather said, "Why would I do that?" He says, "Because Grandma says when you croak, we get to go to Disneyland." such kind of things like that. We just had a great time. You need a chance to get away, to take a break. Even Jesus, he would take time out from his ministry and healing and teaching ever so often and just go away and be on his own, be by himself. You read many times that when Jesus did that, he would spend the entire night in prayer. But I just believe that there were times that Jesus just rested. He simply rested. He probably sat on that hilltop and looked down over the valleys, all the beautiful flowers, the grass, the people moving around, all these things that he created, and just probably enjoyed that. He simply rested. That's something that's important for all of us.
Amen.
Listen, resting doesn't just come from going to bed and going to sleep, but one of the big problems with our society today is many of us fail to obtain the necessary rest that we need to do our daily tasks. There's a thing that many people are labeling as what they call burnout, where you're burning the candle at both ends and you never stop, you're never getting rest, you're never just stopping and sitting and praying and doing the things that God wants you to do. You're always so busy, always about things, never resting. This country has experienced burnout. You know, I've seen people who were members of the church and they were on every committee that there was. I used to go to a church where they had a lot of committees. They would meet three or four times a week, and for years and years and years, this person was involved in this so much that finally he was just completely exhausted, and he just retired from the church. He didn't slow down. He just stopped going to church. We need rest. I've seen pastors, you know. My father was a pastor, so I've seen pastors who have tried to be all things to all people in the church. They didn't delegate anything to anybody, and they tried to do it all themselves, and they simply got burned out. When I'm talking about burnout, what I mean is that they lose their zeal for life. When they get this burned out feeling, it means nothing is bringing pleasure to them anymore. You know, they just can't see the light ahead of them. It's the only remedy for this burnout is rest. Maybe a change of scenery can change it. Certainly we need a change of attitude. But understand this burnout should be a temporary situation. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be something that we can't just overcome it. It shouldn't be something that we become inactive for the rest of our life. What do you think Jesus was saying here and here when he said, "Come to me, all you who labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest"? What do you think he was talking about here? Well, you have to look and understand who he was talking to here. He was talking to his Jewish audience. And these people had been burdened down by trying to observe the Mosaic Law. They were given so many instructions, so many regulations and restrictions, that they were told how they were supposed to eat, how they're supposed to dress, how they're supposed to farm their land, how they're supposed to raise their family, when to go to church. All these things were just regulated to them. They were just overcome with all these stipulations and regulations. So Jesus is talking to them. And Jesus is saying, "You need to come to me. Stop being burdened down by the law and accept your salvation by grace. Accept the salvation I can give you by grace. And it's my grace. Accept that. You don't have to struggle with all these other things." Not only did that speak to them, it speaks to us.
Amen.
Well, you know, Larry, I was listening to his sermon. He preached about good works last Sunday. So many of us, are trying to earn our way in. We're trying to do all these good works, to do all these good things, thinking that we're going to be able to earn our way into God's favor. And it just can't happen. It just can't happen. People get so wrapped up into their good works. But when Jesus speaks these words, what he's saying here is, we're not saved by our works. Our salvation produces works, but our works are not what saved us. We're saved by grace through faith.
Amen.
And there's so many people every day trying so hard to do so many good things, and I understand that you know, I tell you every Sunday when we leave, do good things. But I want you to understand, we have to do good things for the right reasons.
Amen.
We need to shine our light on Christ, not shine our light on ourselves. It's important that we do the right thing for the right reasons. And there are some, the scripture reminds us that part of the things that is burdening us is that we have taken on ourselves to try to earn our way to heaven, and we just never get there. We never will get there. These words that Jesus spoke point to Jesus, not to our works, not to our righteousness, but his righteousness. They remind us that Jesus Christ died on the cross for us. Now, all who say yes to him as being Lord of their lives, they receive this salvation through God's grace. We accept it. When we look at these words, we can understand, we can stop worrying about being perfect, doing everything just right. We can rely on God's grace and his love. We find that rest in Christ's love. That's where we find it. In verses 29 and 30 there, Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus challenged the people then, "You need to come work with me, and then labor with me, and your labor will grow easier." Listen, we can always learn to love him better. But in order to do that, we have to be yoked to him.
What is yoked?
What
does that mean?
I'm fixing to tell you. When Jesus, you know, he, you know, I talk to you all the time about how Jesus paints these pictures. When he makes illustrations, he's talking about simple things that people understand. Now, you know, Jesus and his earthly father were carpenters. I would imagine that Jesus and Joseph had made many of these yokes. These yokes, Kelly, were these wooden things that they would put across their neck on the ox, and the ox would use it to plow the fields, to pull their wagons. It's what tied that ox to the person behind it. It's what tied them together. They would have reins, and they would... These people perfectly understood what Jesus was saying when he said that. When he painted this picture, in their minds, they knew exactly what a yoke was. They knew exactly what Jesus was saying. But then he took this simple little symbol and he put a new twist on it. He was saying to them, saying to us today, that we have to submit ourselves to him. We have to put on the yoke of Jesus Christ. Submit ourselves to him. Submit to his authority. And when you're able to do this, you can find rest for your soul. That's where the rest needs to come from. We may always be tired physically, because we all have to work and do things that can wear us out, but our soul needs to be rested. We don't need to be worrying about whether or not we're a Christian. That should be something we should have that blessed assurance.
Amen.
To know that we are a child of the King. We don't need to have our souls worried about doing things so other people will see us. We do things because God has asked us to do things and shown us things, and we're doing things for people not to get glory for ourselves, but to show God's love to other people.
Amen.
Other people can receive Jesus Christ by just listening to what they have to say sometimes. Sometimes people can receive Jesus Christ in the simplest of things, just by giving them a hug when they're crying, when they've lost someone. Just being there for them can be a great witness for you, a simple witness. It can just be something that shows that you care.
Amen.
Well, what Jesus explains in the scripture here, and what he's saying is, we're going to take this yoke. I'm going to put half of this yoke on you. But the other half of this yoke, the heavy side of this yoke, I'm going to carry. We're tied together in this yoke. And Jesus is there with us. When we understand that, when we get that, then we can understand that we don't have to face all these problems that we face every day all along. We don't have to trust anybody else but Him. That once we're with this yoke, have this yoke on with Christ, the more we do things, the more we receive from Him, the easier it gets. Life is never going to be simple. Life is tough. You go through trials and tribulations. And Jesus never promised us that it's going to be easy. But He did say that our souls can be at rest, that we can have abundant life. He did promise us that we're just here for a short time. This is not our home. He's gone to prepare a place for us. If He's gone, He says He's going to come back. And we all believe that. We all look forward to that time when Jesus comes again. We're not afraid of that. We're looking forward to that. Our soul's at rest because we're trusting in this Christ that's yoked with us. It's impossible to have your soul at rest unless you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You can't have, there's always something missing. There's always a hole in you that can only be filled by God. And until that hole's filled, you are never going to be at rest. Jesus says, come unto me. I'll give you that rest. Listen, we need to take time to enjoy life.
Amen.
We need to take time to, you know, nothing I like better than watching my kids, my grandkids now, as they grow up and do things. And I'm so grateful that God has allowed me to be here long enough to see that. But there was going to be a time when He calls me home. I don't want to be so busy that that I don't take time to see the things that are important. So many of us, we get so many busy with things. We overlook God's blessings. He blesses us every day, just waking us up every morning. You should be thanking God for that every day. I remember Arbella when she was here, Dee Dee's mom, and one of her prayers was always, "Thank you, Father, for waking me up in my right mind." That's such a gift. And we take all this for granted. We worry about so many things. Bible says worry won't do you anything. It just hurts you. It just destroys you. It takes away from you. It doesn't add anything to you. Worry is something that the devil wants you to do. It's important that we find this rest. It's important for us to take time to enjoy this life. This time that we have here, it shouldn't be just filled up with how many things we can collect, how many places and things that we can do. It should be how much time we can enjoy our families, our friends, how much time we can enjoy just fellowshipping with Christ and spending time in prayer and reading the scripture and just listening to what God has for us. Those are the things that will give us rest. Listen, I feel really rested from this trip, but you know it won't last long. Like I said, I gotta go back to work, you know. But this rest that's in our soul, that can always be there. Because we're not worrying, we're not fretting, we're not doubting, we're trusting Jesus.
Amen.
We're receiving our salvation by grace through our faith in Him. I hope we're learning that. I hope that we're living our life like that. If not, it's never too late to start. We always can, you know, when you get to where you quit learning anything, you can be awfully smart, but There are new things to be learned every day if you simply want to learn. Jesus wants to open new doors for you. You know how Jesus opens the doors to you? Sometimes He brings people into your life. That person is the door that Jesus Christ opened for you.
Amen.
We need to receive people in, treat people with respect and dignity, and just believe that
Amen.
The people we meet, the people we work with, the people in our families are a blessing from God and treat them that way. Now, they may not treat you that way, but that's on them.
Yep.
What's on you is how you treat people. Mm-hmm. And as I talked about earlier, sometimes we give up on people. Don't give up on people. Don't get to the point where you just say, "I'm done." You know, it's hard not to do that because we're human and we have these feelings. We all have felt like there were times that people have used us and used us and used us, and you're not going to, you know, one of our mechanisms we have in us is that we're not going to let somebody else hurt us again. People have given up on things because somebody has hurt them in that process, and so they never loved again. They've never experienced some things that they could experience simply because they gave up. Don't give up. God hasn't given up on you. Don't give up on other people, and surely don't give up on God.
Amen.
That's where your rest comes from. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you today and we see these words that you spoke to us today, Father, we need rest. But Father, we need the rest of our souls. It says we can come to you and learn from you. Father, you are a great example of what it means to submit yourself to authority. Father, you submitted yourself to your heavenly Father. Showed us how we need to do that, and you're asking us to do the same thing today, Father, as we come to you today. There have been things involved in our life that have used up our time, our space. But Father, we want to recognize that the most important thing we can do is to serve you. Father, may we never grow weary, never grow tired of having the chance to share our gift, our salvation with other people. Father, I pray that if there's someone here today that's hurting and feels like there is no rest, that they're just on a treadmill and it keeps getting faster and faster and they just don't know how to get off. Father, I pray that today they will trust you today to do whatever it is that they need to do. You can show them, Father. They can learn from you. That's what the scripture says. Trust me. Learn from me. Father, I pray that we'll do that today. Father, thank you for this church, this group of people here today. Thank you for the love and grace that you offer to each and every one of us. We can never thank you enough, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Don's going to lead us in verse 2.